Oh, that's terrible. You mean one in the last 43 seconds? That's absolutely terrible. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. My producer just told me, I asked him to look it up, one person in America has a heart attack every 43 seconds. You mean another? Ah, that's terrible. Another person just had a heart attack. This is bad, but you know that we have been on the cutting edge of reporting on the revolution in cancer treatment with immunotherapy, targeted antibodies. Well, at the bottom of our targeted antibodies page, where we put all those updates, we're going to add the latest, because then we also put encouraging updates in other areas of medicine where they have, this is big, they're beginning to redevelop parts of a damaged heart, a heart damaged from a heart attack. And they're beginning to, it's just thrilling, really, to use adult stem cells to restore. So far, it's only parts of the heart, but they're very encouraged. And so, hey, we'll see where that leads. Also, pathologists, when they look at breast cancer, and they try to decide, the oncologist is trying to decide whether to recommend a mastectomy or some kind of, you know, severe treatment. They want to know, is the cancer metastasizing? When pathologists look at the MRI scans, the various scans to see if the cancer is spreading, they get it right. They find about 73% of actual tumors. Because, you know, it's complicated. Technology, computer software and hardware, has been able to find 83%. So actually does better. Until just out from Google, their technology, hardware and software, they used the software for driving cars on the highway, the software that looks for potholes and obstructions in the road. They took that software and the software engineers modified it to look for tumors. And they are now at 93% accuracy. So you go from pathologists who will take 30 hours scanning when they try to be comprehensive on the scans of one patient, 30 hours looking to see, has this metastasized, to previous software, 83% accuracy. Now Google is at 93%. So these are thrilling developments, and they're on our website, kgov.com/targeted antibodies. Today we're going to talk a bit about science, partly because the film this evening in a theater near you is Genesis History. This is a Fathom event, which has now an encore showing, an encore screening tonight, because of how successful it was. And so I'll be going, Lord willing, to the 7 o'clock showing west of Denver out near Golden. It's called Colorado Mills. And after the film, I'll invite folks at the theater there to come with us across the street to the Yard House so we can talk about creation and evolution, the film we just saw. That'll be a lot of fun. Also, I want to tell you in today's show about an amazing update with Answers in Genesis and something they put on the cover of their current monthly newsletter. And this is big. It's one of the most important topics that we've been covering on Real Science Radio for the last 15 years or so. And there's a big disagreement among Christians and creationists about how the flood happened. And here is a major, major development with Ken Ham and Answers in Genesis. So I'll read to you the two sentences they put on the cover of their current newsletter about where the water for the flood may have come from. Okay, what else do we want to share with you guys? Our YouTube channel for Bob and Yurt Live, We just hit our goal for this spring. So it's only March 7th. We hit it already. And it was, we have reached the milestone of 250,000 views. So we're just now over 250,000 views. So our next goal is to have 1,000 subscribers. And we're up around 970. So that's our next goal. So if you've never gone to our YouTube channel, or if you have, of course, we keep adding new videos. And there are so many entertaining, but more important, educational, some of them life-changing videos to help people be convinced of and then grow in their Christian worldview, their biblical worldview. So that's so very important. You could help us by finding a video that you really like and posting a link to it or embedding it on your webpage or your Facebook page, sharing it with others. And then also, if you haven't subscribed, please do. Also, there is a prediction we made here on Real Science Radio a few years back. And I'd like to know your opinion of whether or not this prediction, if we can call this confirmed. It has to do with UFOs. Okay, the prediction that we made, Fred Williams and I, on Real Science Radio, and if you have an opinion on this and you email me, I haven't even discussed this with my co-host yet, Fred Williams, but I'd like to get your opinion. Our prediction was, I should look it up here to get the exact words, but that because of the spread of cell phones with their cameras, still cameras and video cameras, because of that cell phones are becoming ubiquitous. I mean, even in Asia, even in South America, even in Africa, people by the hundreds of millions are adopting cell phone technology. So because of that, UFO sightings will decrease. That's my prediction. Now, you could probably think through our reasoning. Well, if people have the ability to take photographs, that therefore, if they say, I saw a UFO, then folks will say, well, why don't you take a picture of it? What are you, a knucklehead? So we have been contacted over the last, I'd say, half a year, few months, by different listeners. You know, some people who listen to Bob and Yurt Live are strong Christians. Others are a little on the goofy side. You know, they believe in aliens, abductions, UFOs. We have the brightest audience in the world, but that doesn't mean everyone in the audience is brighter than the average bear. So people have said, Bob, that prediction is wrong because UFO sightings are at an all-time high. So you guys have to admit that your prediction is wrong. So, okay. Maybe we got to do that, right? So we just looked into it. One of my producers helping out. And the Independent, Indy100, actually, .com, has quite an article on the reporting of UFO sightings. And to just give you the summary, the reporting of UFO sightings is at an all-time high. So obviously our prediction is false, right? Except we have a pretty good track record here for predictions. If people Google creation science predictions, I think normally we get ranked number one, creation science predictions. You could see all the predictions we've made that have come true. So while UFO sightings have reached an all-time high, according to statistician Sam Monfort and the National UFO Reporting Center, it turns out that, interestingly, the spotting of spaceships, the spotting of flying saucers, has been on the downturn, despite the rise in UFO sightings overall. So that sends me, in fact, I'm looking it up right now. I'm going to kgov.com/predictions. You know, we've done a show or two on claims of a UFO and unidentified flying object, that just means somebody spots something in the sky. They don't know what it is. It doesn't mean aliens. It does not mean aliens. It doesn't mean an alien spaceship. It just means, hey, I saw something, and it didn't look like a meteorite in the sky. It didn't look like a weather balloon. It didn't look like the passing International Space Station. I don't know what it was. So it's unidentified. That's fine. But the claim that they're aliens and that they're alien spaceships, that's Looney Tunes. And there's powerful evidence against those claims. Well, anyway, so the claim, the UFO reporting is up, but the reports of actual spaceship sightings is down. So here, I just pulled up kgov.com/predictions. Let me read to you the prediction. The frequency of claims of observed alien spaceships. You get that? Alien spaceships? Not just UFOs, but flying saucers and other kinds of alien spaceships. The frequency of claims of observed alien spaceships will diminish proportionately with the prevalence of video-capable cell phones. So I'd say maybe it's a bit too early to call that one confirmed. I'd like your opinion. You could email me at bob@kgov.com. I'll talk to Fred Williams about it. But that prediction, we also add this. We say, apparently, most aliens travel thousands or millions of light years to get here so that once they arrive, they can disembowel cattle, make crop circles, and pose for photos for folks in Phoenix. Then they leave. Apparently, that's what they do. And by the way, we have a list of no aliens, no alien spaceships on our website. It's on a show we did regarding the speed of light. And if you go to, and what a list we have of a dozen reasons why we are not receiving visitors from outer space, aliens and alien spaceships. This list, if you want to look at that list, and we've done this on the air, just go to kgov.com/predictions, and then go down to the psychological prediction section, because that's where that is. It's a psychological prediction, right? Because people are crazy. And then on the frequency of claims of observed alien spaceships, flying saucers, and so on, click on alien spaceships, and you'll go right to our list of all the evidence indicating that we are not receiving visitors from outer space. Except for the ones who get here so they can disembowel cattle and make crop circles. Except for those, which apparently that's the thing that they're really into. Before I get to the film tonight, I want to talk a little bit more about the science in the film, Is Genesis History? And also what was published on the front page of Answers in Genesis newsletter about the global flood and where did the water come from. First, two things. Our telethon is over, and we got a call yesterday. Someone said, is it too late to donate to the telethon? It's so wonderful when people do that. And we say, well, of course not. Thank you so much. But our telethon came in at $22,110. So thank you so very much for everyone who gave. So the last person who gave is Ray, who called yesterday. And he spoke to Connie here at the office, Bob and Your Live studio and offices. And he said that he wanted to call not only to donate, but to thank us because of our suggestion years ago. They now homeschool their child, their son, and they listen to the shows daily. And so that's so rewarding when we hear that. And we have heard that over the last 26 years, we've heard that many hundreds of times, so that there's families all over the country and even in other countries who homeschool because we have warned them about the government schools. And it's one thing about a public school, they never send a note home saying, tomorrow we plan on ruining Johnny's mind. They never send that note home. They just do it without telling you. But when Ray called up and he gave that wonderful encouragement and thank you, Connie, he talked to Connie. She thought, well, let me see if I could find him in our records. And she went back and he's not there. But then she thought, let me go in the archives, in the old system we used for 10 years before the current system we use. So she went back in something called Microsoft Access and found Ray and saw that we had sent him a letter and a gift back on April 19th, 2010. So 7 years ago. And the note said, hi, Ray, here's a book that might encourage you and your wife to either homeschool your son or at least to send him to Christian school. God bless, Bob and Yurt Live. And in fact, Connie's the one who sent out that note. So she'd been here a while. Thank you. Some people call her Connie. Some people call her Mom. Whatever. Some people call her Grandma Connie. But so here is Ray thanking us these 7 years later. And he does, obviously, he remembers our urging, our suggestion that they get their son a Christian education. Because we might think that, well, my kid goes to school for 30 hours a week, but when he comes home, all the bad stuff that they teach him, I'll undo it. But he's not going to tell you all the bad stuff they teach him. She's not going to tell you. You know, when they're young, you have a better chance of hearing about the bad stuff. But as they get older, they don't want mom and dad to worry. And eventually, for millions of young people, their loyalties switch from their parents to the school and to their friends at school, so that your child is the one keeping the secrets from you intentionally. We had one mom. This is a classic Bob and Yurt Live story. 20 years ago? It was over 20 years ago. She called in, and she was fighting back tears. And she said, Bob, we sent my son to kindergarten yesterday. And he came home, and he said, Mommy, the teacher kissed another teacher. And I said, well, maybe they were married. And she said, no, he told me that his teacher is a man and he kissed another man in the classroom. And I said, well, your son, I mean, I know it's a government school and I know they're perverse and they're run by people in rebellion against God, but maybe your son was wrong. And she said, no, he came home today again. He said, Mommy, my teacher kissed that man again in our class. He came into the class and they kissed each other. Two men, two homos in Parker or Aurora. You know, you go back that many years and in your memory, you sort of have a geographic location. So it was in the Denver metro area, southeast from where we are. So I said to the mom, in the whole country, you are the luckiest public school mom in the country. You are the luckiest. You are blessed. And she said, what are you talking about? I said, it only took you 2 days to realize they want to destroy your son. Just 2 days, and you figured it out that quickly. You are blessed. You need to take your son out of the godless government school. And so we have had hundreds of families over the years thank us. And, you know, I remember when I became a Christian in 1973, September, and sometime afterwards started teaching Bible studies. and we started a youth group called Agape Kingdom in North Jersey. We used to go into Manhattan on Sunday nights at midnight. We'd go in to witness to people on the subways in Times Square. So much fun. But I remember if you had a Bible study planned, and if only one person came, some people get discouraged. They say, there's only one person at this Bible study. And I thank the Lord that from those early months, I had such a different perspective. I have no doubt that Jesus would have taken all the time necessary to talk to one person. And this one person, they have an eternal soul. They're eternally valuable to God. Jesus Christ would die for that one person. And so if I have a Bible study and one person comes, or we're on one Christian radio station, or we don't have a mega church, we have a local neighborhood homeschool Bible thumping fellowship, Denver Bible Church. If we are faithful to the Lord day in and day out, as the weeks and months go by, as the years turn to decades, as your life eventually is you're looking back on most of your life instead of forward to most of it. And sooner rather than later, you'll be with the Lord. With that kind of faithfulness, you could change eternity in extraordinary ways. We all can. You know, how we use our money, how we spend our time, the influence we have on others around us, our loved ones, our neighbors, our coworkers, enemies, friends, on everybody. So what a thrill to hear from Ray after these years. Now, this isn't 20 years ago or 25 years ago, but it's 7 years ago. But what a thrill. So thank you, Ray, and thank you for calling in yesterday, and thank you for helping out with the telethon, which is now over $22,110. But you know, in a way, I like to be optimistic because we're so thankful to everyone who gave. It's humbling that you have entrusted us with your hard-earned money, so thank you for that. But in a way, we did reach our goal, in a way. Because our goal was $30,000, and we took in $22,000. But one of the huge projects we had to accomplish by about now was to redesign, rebuild our main website, kgov.com. So we got bids on what it would cost. We even went out of the country, one firm down in South America. And it was so very expensive that we just couldn't afford doing it. We thought, how could we continue with this ancient software, this legacy system that we've got that is mission critical? I mean, without KGov, we don't function. And so one of our longtime supporters who is a whiz, a master at software and websites especially, and a graphic artist, a dear friend up in British Columbia, for the public school teachers tuning in right now, that's in Canada, and a marketing guy who runs Wayne Advertising, and a handful of others said, look, let's work together as a labor of love, and we will bring kgov.com up to the current software standards. And so it was months of hard work, but just recently, those of you who go to our website, you know, just recently, it's a brand new website. And I'll give you an example of one of the things that have changed. If you go to a podcast, if you go to a website where you listen to your favorite talk show or a Bible teacher or a science podcast or whatever, Astronomy Today, you hit on play. Whether you're on your phone or even on a computer, you get a play bar where as the minutes go by, the marker, the progress indicator goes, and you might want to back up, like, and rehear the last 30 seconds because somebody interrupted you, or you want to write down the name of the book they mentioned or whatever. But the whole progress bar is only like 3/4 of an inch wide. And there's only so much control. You don't have fine-tuning control over it. So you grab it and you're as careful as you could be, especially if you're on your cell phone and you're using your finger. And you move it and it goes back 18 minutes. You just wanted to back up 30 seconds. And so I asked the team, guys, to respect the time of our listeners in the audience. Could we give them the longest possible play bar so that they could literally back it up 2 seconds if they want to, or 20 minutes, or go to exactly the point they want to do? So on a computer now, if you go to kgov.com, and whether you're on the homepage or any of the shows for the last many, many years, the play bar goes across almost the whole screen, and you could control it literally. I'm looking at it right now. I'm at 1 minute and 37 seconds. If I want to back up to 132, there I am, 132. You'll keep playing and complete control. On your phone, if your phone is vertical, you won't have as much control, but turn it horizontally, you get quite a bit of control. So those are the kinds of things we've been able to do with the relaunch of kgov.com. And because of all the many hours combined, hundreds of hours of effort by our dear friends, if we were to monetize that work that they did, we are way beyond our goal of $30,000. The $22,000 plus all that, I mean, you're talking a lot of money to pay for the best of the best in graphic design and website design, layout, and programming. And so we're there. In that way, you know, whether people donate of their finances or of their labor and their time, they're both valuable, certainly to us, especially to God. People go to Denver Bible Church, young family, they're struggling to pay the bills. We tell them, don't give 10%. That's too much. In fact, God told Israel to give 10%. That was under the law. Even Jesus in the New Testament says tithing was a part of the law. And we're no longer under the law, we're under grace. So we say, if you homeschool, that's like giving 50% of your time and labor to ministry. That's like 50% right off the top, because your wife is not making, you know, a paycheck every week. And so the labor and the time is just as valuable as the money. In fact, even more so. So you know what we didn't do? We'll do this with Doug tomorrow. Doug McBurney's coming in. I'm thrilled. We'll talk about what AIG wrote on the cover of their monthly newsletter. But tonight's film is Genesis history. It's showing all over the country. Last week, when I went after the showing, as people were leaving the theater, I said, you want to go across the street and talk about the film to the Yard House? So we had all kinds of, you know, Clay was there, and Terry and Kevin and Mike, and I was there. Turns out Clay's brother, neither of whom I've ever met, came to the Lord through this ministry. God bless you guys.